Chapter 4. The Last Spirit. This spirit moved slowly. He wore a long robe and never spoke. A hood covered his head, so Scrooge could see neither the spirit's face nor eyes. "Are you the ghost of Christmas yet to come?" asked Scrooge. "Will you show me things that will happen?" The spirit nodded. "I fear you, spirit," admitted Scrooge. "But I know your purpose is to do me good. I hope to live to be another man from what I was. Lead on." Without a word, the spirit moved away. Scrooge followed. Suddenly, they were on the city's street. Some men were talking together. "When did he die?"
"Last night, I believe."
"What has he done with his money?"
"I haven't heard. He hasn't left it to me. That's all I know."
The men laughed.
"It's likely to be a cheap funeral. I don't know anybody who will go to it. Should we go?"
"I don't mind, if a lunch is provided."
There was more laughter. Then, Scrooge and the spirit were in a small room. Two women and a man were there. Scrooge knew them. All three worked in or around his apartment. They were talking about things they had taken from a dead man's room. One had some small kitchen things. Another had clothes. The third had the blanket from the dead man's bed. Suddenly, Scrooge and the spirit were in a bedroom. A dead body lay on the bed before them. The face was covered.
"Spirit," said Scrooge, "I fear this place. Let us go."
The spirit pointed at the body on the bed.
"I understand. I would look at the face if I could, but I don't have the power. If there is any person in the city who has good to say about this man, show me, spirit, please."
The spirit took him to a man's home. The man was talking to his wife.
"He is dead," said the man.
"What about our debts? Who must we pay now?" asked his wife.
"I don't know. By the time they tell us, we will be ready to pay them. Tonight, though, we can sleep with light hearts."
Then, the spirit and Scrooge were again in Mr. Cratchit's home. An empty chair there had a crutch beside it. Scrooge heard that his nephew, Fred, had learned of Tiny Tim's death. And he had talked with Mr. Cratchit on the street that day. Mr. Cratchit told his wife, "Fred said if there was anything he could do for us, we should go and see him." The whole family was surprised to hear this. They did not think Fred knew them at all. Then, the spirit took Scrooge to one more place. It was a graveyard. There, the spirit showed Scrooge a stone by a grave. On the stone was his own name, Ebenezer Scrooge.
"Spirit," cried Scrooge as he fell to his knees, "hear me. I am not the man I was. Why show me this if I am past all hope?"
The spirit's hand shook a little.
"Good spirit," Scrooge said, "have pity. Tell me that I can change these things you have shown me by changing my life."
The kind hand shook more.
"I will honor Christmas in my heart. I will try to keep it all the year. I will live in the past, the present, and the future." I will not shut out the lessons that I have been taught. Tell me, can I change the writing on this stone?"
Scrooge caught the spirit's hand in his own, but the spirit was stronger and pulled away. Suddenly, Scrooge found himself back in his bedroom. The post of his bed stood in the place where the spirit had been.